A new deal for the Pac-12, CW Network, ESPN combining. That's big news for the conference. Yes, welcome on into the Pac-12 Daily Podcast, talking about everything with the new Pac-12. July 2026 is right around the corner. We're not waiting around. We are talking about it right now. And Gavin Hyde of Up in the Sports joining me for this conversation, because the Pac-12 is back to ESPN, sort of. CW Network and ESPN teamed up to stream with more than what seems to be 800 hours of live events for the upcoming season that's going to happen on the ESPN app, and that it completely involves the Pac-12 conference. And I think this is a groundbreaking agreement. This is huge for the Pac-12 conference, getting a little bit more eyes on Pac-12 After Dark, all that good stuff. Before we dive into some of these quotes and what it really means, Gavin, what are you taking from this? I think this is exciting news.
I think this is a home run win for us, because we remember the old Pac-12 days where we didn't get a whole lot of primetime spots. We had Pac-12 After Dark, and I agree that is a primetime spot. We need to keep that as we continue moving forward. But there was a lot of games that we just, like, all the games were at like 4, 6, 8. And if you're on the East Coast, you're probably, you know, going to bed now, or, you know, if you're a partier, you're out partying, not watching the game. So we didn't get the national coverage that would have been nice to. With CW, they've treated us great ever since we've, you know, started working with them. And I love the way CW has operated, and now they're going full bore on sports. I'm excited to see what that's going to look like on a holistic view. But the fact that we're going right back into ESPN, so no matter where you're at, if you're an ESPN person, or if you're a Hulu person, or if you're a Peacock person, and it happens to, you know, pair with, or me myself, I'm a YouTube TV guy, and CW's always been available to us. So it's just more exposure, more national exposure. That's the big thing, is just getting that national scale and just trying to get more mouths fed with this. But you're getting a lot here, and I love it.
Yeah, with YouTube TV, by the way, they got brand new multi-view. You can add all the CWs in there right now. So big win for that as well. The Pac-12, this is not just the Pac-12. This is going to be a win for multiple conferences here, but obviously we're focused about the new Pac-12 here on this show. But with this, it's going to bring over 800 hours of premium live sports for the ACC, the Pac-12, the Mountain West. It's also going to help bring in some NASCAR, some WWE, some bowling, PBR, bull riding, volleyball, the Arizona Bowl, all this good stuff. And what I like about it is it's not just football. It's going to be college football, men's and women's basketball as well into the mix. With CW, you get the chance to watch it on over-the-air broadcast. That's not going away anytime soon. And we kind of had this question and talked about it, maybe a potential concern off the air. I'm going to bring it to the viewers here. We kind of asked the question, is this going to have to change with ESPN's time slots and make sure that goes into play? I don't think that's going to be the case, because it's really just going to be an added supplement to what the CW is already providing, just basically giving extra coverage to what's already happening there. So I think this is an absolute win there. The Pac-12 After Dark, as you mentioned, is absolutely huge. And what you want to know what the secret thing that I really like about this as well? I really like ESPN, ESPN Unlimited and ESPN Plus, whatever they call it now. One thing that's really cool, somebody who loves watching multiple college football games per week on Saturdays, Sundays, Mondays, I can't stop. Once the season starts, I can't stop, and I never have enough time to do it. Well, ESPN Plus has a whole bunch of archive. If the CW is going to be available on ESPN Unlimited, that means that all these Pac-12 daily games, Pac-12 daily,
Pac-12 daily games,
all these Pac-12 conference games that, you know, in this case, going all the way up until, I believe, 2031, the CW has a agreement to go, I think, 13 conference games. So there's a bunch of them that's going to happen here. Will be on the archive. So that's going to help out as well. You can rewatch these games.
That's huge. It's just to be able to go back and, you know, if you missed the first half of the game and it's halftime, now you can go back and rewatch, you know, some of those parts and everything. And or if you missed the game completely and, you know, you're on a flight or something like that, which happens to a lot of people. Yeah, this gives you that opportunity to be able to go back and check every play out. If you're like me and you like dissecting the full game and not just getting the highlights on YouTube, here you go. This is the full game. You get to watch it, and at your pace too, by the way.
Yeah, very true. And that's good. You can skip commercials, all that stuff. Maybe we shouldn't say that out loud, but you can do that. No, you can definitely do that for sure. We skip ads. People skip ads.
Come on.
Brad Schwartz, president of the CW Network, said, quote, joining forces with ESPN is a monumental next step in the evolution of CW sports. Really like what CW is doing. We've mentioned it before. CW had a great broadcast of the Pac-12 last year. The only downside I had initially, there was a couple times where I didn't totally agree with their social media. I thought they could have done more on social media. I thought that improved much to like a complete better standard from the beginning of the season to the end of the season. I expect that to be much better this year as well. Maybe even with the ESPN addition, that could help.
I think, to be honest, I really think that part is the next, because that's part of the marketing, right? Anybody that's involved in sports, you got to be active on Twitter. You got to be active on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, anything that's out there that can reach the people, that you gotta be making sure that's your free way of marketing.
Yeah. And remember last year, there's only two teams. So maybe that just wasn't a primary focus. Now that this is a brand new conference with, a bunch of new teams, everybody is, doing a big focus on social media. A lot of these new teams are really focusing on bringing a lot of coverage to their spring games. We've seen that happening. And if they don't even play the spring game or televise the spring game, their spring practices have been covered really well. So I do think the social media presence is going to be a lot higher, even with the CW. One last quote here. Rosalind Durant, executive vice president of ESPN Programming and Acquisitions, says, quote, bringing CW sports to the ESPN app is another step in delivering more value, choice, and flexibility for fans, expanding the range of live sports available within our streaming ecosystem. And that's exactly what it is. Like you talk about the ACC and all the other things, Mountain West, because they're going to be looking to try and battle with the Pac-12 and some of these other conferences that are trying to get themselves the status, that are fighting with some of these other power conferences that do have media deals. This one right here is a win, because with ESPN, they have deals with the SEC. They have deals with the ACC. Now they have a deal with the Pac-12 in a, maybe undirected way, but this is a huge win on the table for a new conference that is trying to reinvent themselves.
Absolutely. Nope. 100%. And again, I go back to how much I enjoyed it on the CW. And to your point, yeah, there was only two teams last year. So maybe, the marketing wasn't there for it, or, social media bandwidth wasn't quite there for it. So some of these efforts now going directly into a new full conference, and also, just going full bore on sports, I think you're going to see a brand new CW. I think you're going to love what the CW is going to bring. I'm excited for what they're going to do. Kind of getting into this Pac-12 and what we're kind of seeing with that and everything. This is just, man, I'm so excited for this upcoming year and what you're about to kind of take off with CW. And they're now with ESPN, it's all coming to fruition. The Pac-12 is about to take off. I've seen so many comments on Twitter saying, oh, you guys only have eight teams. And that's where the buck, this is where the buck starts, not where the buck stops. So any of the Pac-12 naysayers, we've seen a lot of, disgruntled former employees or maybe future employees. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I don't want to call them out too much, but I've seen a lot of Twitter comments, and I think you're going to like where this Pac-12 is going to be 5, 10, 15 years from now.
I completely agree. And speaking of trying to put themselves in a new light, the new Pac-12 is truly putting themselves where, quote, tradition meets transformation. That's what Pac-12 Commissioner Teresa Gold said on Monday when they released and unveiled their new primary mark, their new logo for the Pac-12 conference. I went on record right away on social media on Pac-12 Daily. You can find it at Pac-12 Daily on social media, on Twitter, anywhere, or Pac-12Daily.com. I love it. I absolutely love the look of the new Pac-12 conference daily logo. And this is where they talk about it. Here's the overall mark have meeting. It says the tradition meets transformation, where we came from, where we're going. Those are not the same place. 110 years does not make us cautious. It makes us certain. The equity of which came before is in here, in the structure, in the bones, in the foundation we stand on now. But look closer. The strokes are bolder. The edges are more aggressive. The energy is electric in a way that the previous version was never designed to be, because it was never designed for this moment. This mark was new league, new members, new ambition. I really like this logo. I think it really does a good job. It's all black, meaning it fits anywhere you need to go. I've also seen color schemes that are specifically set up, multiple color schemes. I believe that each team is going to have the ability to use three different versions of this logo, the black one, and then a primary and secondary color scheme for each team. So for your Washington State Cougars, I've seen a crimson and a gray, as well as this black. So a lot of really cool things for this logo. Before I actually explain this logo, do you like it? Do you think this is a good idea?
I do. I actually do enjoy the new logo. I think you have to do something new for the just the new Pac-12. It's a ton of new different teams, and I think we're just going to continue to add to these new teams with more teams. And I think the new direction. I will also point out the 12 in there kind of reminds me of the old school Oregon State numbering, or just the style of number that they use back in the Jaquizz Rodgers days. That just kind of reminded me of that. So I'm wondering if they, a little ode to a former Pac-12 right there. But no, I like it.
I think this is a really good logo. I think it's a major upgrade, actually, from the old logo, because it's simple and it's more practical, especially in this time and age with, you know, all digital things happening in the world. And that black and white, I think it's really good that you can adapt to it in any setting. And of course, you have to move away from the old one. You had to get rid of it. And I really like the fact that they are still sticking with the Pac-12. They're not changing it to anything else, because one of the reasons they talked about it, they call it the structure of 12. They also call it the promise. 12 marks to denote our eras with room for more. That is what is in the logo for the actual meaning. That shows that they are going to be willing with this new era of Pac-12, which we all knew, but it gives that little subtle hints that they're ready to expand and they're ready to make that next step inside this conference.
Well, and I'm also excited to talk about, you know, teams that could make it 12. And also those teams I'm excited about. Not going to give anything away right now, because
we should have that conversation soon, though.
There is definitely a future episode in the running that is going to be talking about, who would be a good suitor for this conference. And there's always rumors out there. I've seen rumors out there for tons of schools and everything. And there's a lot of really good schools that would make 12 to, 15, which would be a good size conference. 12 to 15 teams, very, very good.
Yeah, I think that's the number you got to find yourself on eventually, but no rush. And I think that the way that they're doing this, the way that they're being creative with the flex game, I think that's going to be really fun when the schedule hits towards the end of the season and you get that flex game. And I do think that's going to be a blast. I think it's going to be a fantastic feeling to have the true new Pac-12 conference back this season. And dare I say, how great will it be when the winner of the Pac-12 conference this year will find themselves in the college football playoff. Gavin Height of UpWest Sports, thanks for joining me for this conversation. That's going to do it for this episode of the Pac-12 Daily. Make sure you stick around, hit that subscribe button. We're bringing you Pac-12 coverage throughout the off season. So make sure you hit that subscribe button, stay subscribed where you're at, and we'll see you back here next time right here on the Pac-12 Daily.